You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Justin Adams and Muro Durante, is that how I pronounce your name? How are we doing today?
We're very good. We played our second set and last set of the festival, regarding concerts, and there is only the workshop left, and we really, really loved it.
Yeah, we're having a great time. Amazing. Yeah, it's been really fun.
You guys shredded up the Dell stage today. How are you guys finding Aotearoa so far?
It's really good fun. I mean, we've done two shows at the Dell stage. It's one of the smaller stages, which is kind of nice in a way because you feel very connected with the audience. You can see everyone. It's close. And the audience have been really warm. Like, they felt like they're on our side from the way we start. Yeah.
Yeah, it felt really amazing. The connection was tangible.
So for those who may not be familiar with you guys, could you give us a bit of insight into your sound and the music you guys create?
Well, you know, Justin comes from the UK, and he's got a background of playing, you know, like a guitar with punk, and then desert blues influences, and all a bunch of, you know, experiences, because he produced so many artists, also world music artists, like Tinari Wen, Rashid Tawa, and I mean, so many. He's been touring the world with Robert Plant. So he's taking all of that into our collaboration. I come from south of Italy, from Salento. My style is called pizzica or taranta. It's a dance healing style. And I play the violin, the frame drums, and we both sing in this show. So basically, it's about our own connection, and then you can feel all our backgrounds and influences in our music, which changes every time we perform, because it's also about, you know, playing it live.
Yeah, so it's kind of stripped down, you know. It's just electric guitar, there's no bass, there's no drums, it's just the two of us on stage. But it's quite a big sound, and we have our quiet kind of meditative moments, and then it kind of rocks out.
So tell me, how did you guys meet and how did you start collaborating?
Well, Mauro has this incredible band in the south of Italy, with a 7-piece band. And he's part of a huge festival in the south of Italy that 100,000 people come to, which plays the traditional music of his area. But it's really popular with, like, people of all ages. Young people are into it because it's got this kind of trance, dancey feeling, and it's wild music, you know, with this kind of da-da-da-da-da singing, whacking these drums, you know. And so people dance to it all night. And but they're very open-minded with their tradition, and they invited me to come down and collaborate on one of their festivals, and I fell in love with the music and the area and the people and the whole thing. So we met through that and then stayed friends and eventually got a project together.
Now, Muro, you're regarded as one of the leading players, is it, in the pizzica style, which is obviously from southern Italy. Tell us a bit about this style for those who may not be familiar with it.
Yeah, the pizzica style belongs to the family of the tarantellas. So it's the same family of this you know, southern Italian style of music and dance. And it's really rhythmical, and dance is connected to the dance, which is also really, really nice. It's really a crucial part of that. And it's driven by this big frame drum, hand drum, called tamburello. And the rhythm is really haunting, repetitive, and it gets you going. It's like music also was used with a trance. So that's basically where I come from, and you can easily find in my music if you listen to it.
Awesome. Now, Justin, how does that blend in with your style of music?
Well, it's interesting, but put as simply as I can. I mean, I started out with kind of rock and roll, punk, blues, things like that. And really what I love, the sound of drums and guitar that gets you dancing and gets you moving, you know. And that I love that kind of feeling also of, like, music being kind of not too happy and jolly, not too sweet. But I like things that's a little bit gritty, a little bit dirty, and then the groove gets you and it hits you. And so when I hear Mauro's music, you know, with this heavy beat, and I add my guitar to it, I can be referring to blues and rock and roll. It all fits. It's a groove, and I can, you know, I don't really worry too much about where things come from. I just try and play from the soul, really. And just that's my approach.
Awesome. Now, I was really jumping at the chance to interview you guys because I found out that you worked with Ludovico Einaudi. What was it like to collaborate with him? I'm a big fan.
Well, Ludovico is one of my best friends, and I worked with him nonstop for 7 years. Basically, I was a part of all of his creations, productions, and projects. We toured the world together, and also he was the one that basically created the chance, you know, the opportunity to meet for me and Justin. So it was him that invited basically Justin and my festival, like a festival in my area. So it was great. Ludovico is an amazing musician, a wonderful person, and he's curious about all the, you know, the styles that he finds in the world, musical styles. And so I'm grateful.
Your last album, Still Moving, was released in 2021. Could you tell me a bit about it?
Well, we, as I say, we both played in quite big bands before, you know, 6-7 people, big sound, basses, keyboards, you know, all kinds of instruments. And I think on this, when we decided to work together, we didn't know whether we'd need to get other people into the band to make a big sound. But we started writing together and we're quite surprised that the sound of one electric guitar, and either with Mauro playing this big tambourine or the fiddle, it actually sounded pretty good, just the two of us. And it was in a way very refreshing just to be two very stripped down. I mean, we were thinking about White Stripes in a way, of, you know, this kind of stripped down sound, and that there's an energy in that, because the less music instruments you have, the bigger the ones that are there that you have are going to sound, because they're not fighting each other, you know. So it actually, we were quite surprised, and I guess because we both play in a very rhythmic, groovy way, so we, you know, even when there's no drums, it's still swinging and grooving. So that's what we did on this record, Still Moving. It's just us, no overdubs, no keyboards, no you know, basses, synths, you know, whatever. It's just us.
I don't know if I have something to add to what you said, but basically, to make the album, you know, we kind of sat down together, we started to jam. Basically, we met 3 times, which were really intense. Also, it happened during the pandemic. So the pandemic gave us even this extra focus, you know, to really dive deep into it. And we basically managed to record it in only 3 days.
On that note, is there any projects in the works that you can tell us about?
Yeah, actually, we about albums, we're already writing the new one, and we believe it could be like recorded. Yeah, I mean, the end of this year, and maybe released the year after. And then we're still much touring to do together. We're really happy about that.
Yeah, well, we're just happy to be doing it. Our next concert is in Tennessee in the United States, so we've got a few hours of airplanes to do before we get there. But no, it should be amazing. We're enjoying the traveling that we're doing. It's great to see different parts of the world.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.